This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Get ready. This is going to be an incredibly important week. I am on pins and needles. I have incredible butterflies. And I never get butterflies. I do get tingles up and down the spine. That's been intensifying as we go into this quickening globally. Really defining and deciding the future of humanity. We are entering the most critical time. We've entered the most critical time in human history. We've passed the demarcation line, the Rubicon, the event horizon. But I do have serious butterflies because the battle is joined. I agree with the video that Joe Biggs shot on the ground this morning in Philadelphia. Hillary, I can guarantee you, has got her finger on the button, her finger wrapped around the trigger. Her handlers do, to launch some type of false flag. That is the absolute go-to. Their entire paradigm is collapsing. World government is collapsing. The fact that they openly stole the election from Sanders, who annihilated her. The fact that everyone can see through it. We literally are finding 80 to 1 for Sanders on the ground in Philadelphia. I talked to Rob Dew last night. He said, it's incredible. We just got a small crew and hours of footage. We cannot find Hillary supporters, and the ones we find can hardly talk. We put some up. People think we're being mean. This is what the culture does. These people are zombies. Look at the cover of DrudgeReport.com right now if you're a TV viewer. InfoWars is going to link to this. Radio listeners can obviously just go to DrudgeReport.com. Burning hot. And then it's a whole bunch of Bernie supporters saying what they think about Hillary and the fact that she has split her base. And that's what the headline shows. Even the mighty Clinton News Network has the headline, Trump bounces into the lead. He's always been in the lead. That's even in their spin polls. I think Trump's about 10 points ahead of Hillary right now, and the campaign agrees with me, but I'm going to stop right there because of election fraud, and there was an emergency powwow last night that as soon as I'm authorized to talk about it, we're going to get into it, but they are fully ready to battle. They know Hillary is moving to steal the election. Why not? She stole it from Bernie Sanders. Why not steal the general election? You heard Roger Stone talk about it. I mean, this is epic times to be alive. And what's the Washington Post say on the front page of their business section? With globalization in danger, G20 doubles down on a defense. And who is our champion? The white knight at the front of the battle. What is he saying our credo will be?
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
That's right, and the era of our economic surrender is over. There's no way you'd hear that come out of the mouth of someone who wasn't absolutely committed and, by the way, ready to die. Donald Trump is on fire. Donald Trump has never felt anything like the energy now seething to resist tyranny. The spirit of Americana and the providence that God gave us is now coursing through Donald Trump. And only those of us at that level of true Americana are there with him. But more and more people are coming into the animating contest right now. And you can feel the souls turning towards liberty right now. The globalists knew this was coming, so they put out their little fake archetypes like Bane bringing in socialism and the fire goes up. The little fake tough guy voice. Let me tell all the pseudo Banes out there, the fire does go up, but it burns those who wish to extinguish it. I'm Alex Jones. This is the animating contest of liberty. The Russians have attacked the globalist occupying force and gone into their servers and are data dumping. More to come.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Chevy.
It's Monday, 25th, July, 2016. Get ready to launch another attack against the global socket.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, the energy of this broadcast and the spirit of liberty is powering the business worldwide. InfoWars, biggest flamethrower out there. Because you are the resistance. Thank you for joining us, my friends. It's Monday, the 25th day of July, 2016, an amazing time to be alive. Whoa. The energy on this planet is going way up right now. And the crone-like evil of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hitlery and all the flashbacks to their own admissions, not just the Russian hacks. And it is the Russians. That's already come out. I knew when I heard about it, it was the Russians and others who were going into the Democratic Party systems over the last few years and just reading the criminal plans. to start wars in Russia, to overthrow the Middle East and put ISIS and Al-Qaeda in charge, to overthrow the family here, to break down the borders, to ship in millions of jihadis, to attack the Russian borders and bring in jihadis into their area. This is a globalist attack against all nations. This is the attempt to bring down what's left of the United States and Russia and then dictate to us the terms of the economic surrender. That's what's going on. And China sits in the middle of it as the main economic combine to leverage out all industrial capacity of the rest of the world. And the Chinese people are used as proto-robots, androids, who will work 16, 17, 18 hours a day for almost no food to just overthrow the living, livable wage of the planet. And if you think the Chinese have brought down the world standard of living for the average person, wait until the robots get online, and that's the socialist and globalist plan, admittedly, is to replace us with robots post-haste and then dictate the terms of our surrender. Well, let's guess what? They don't want us to know there's a war. Let's come out in these emails. They don't ever want to admit there's this program even going on. But here's the deal. Once people realize there's a war, I've got hundreds of key stories, but I'm going back over this because it's a prime rule. If we don't know there's a war, and if we don't know who runs the war, and if we don't know what the goals of the war are, and if we don't know how they prosecute the war, we don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of ever being able to stop it. But if we're aware of the war, game over. Game over. Game over. And Donald Trump is coming out and explaining that we've been under economic surrender, that Hillary is a communist Chinese agent, bare minimum. I know he's got the same people telling him that they're telling me that, but I can see her actions over the years. But the Pentagon, the CIA, the people in those groups that aren't corrupt know that. That's why General Flynn was chanting Hillary for president, lock her up on the floor, and they came up to the former head of Defense Intelligence, and they said, sir, you're involved in this? He said, absolutely. She's a criminal and needs to be arrested. Because she is. And he knows he's putting his life in his hands when he goes on TV shows and says, national news, and says, Obama is commanding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and ordering us to aid them. And the host says, well, oh, so he didn't know and accidentally aided them. And he goes, no, consciously for years. This is a plan. It's a fact. And look, what's happening is they can't intimidate everybody. People early on, like Matt Drudge and myself and others, hit the barbed wire to tell people what was happening, and the NSA whistleblowers and the military whistleblowers and the folks from Benghazi, the heroes. Because in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We're now reaching the event horizon. We're entering the event horizon. In fact, I've always said we're approaching it so that we've already entered it in the last few months. So I need to explain, we are now well in to the big event. But it's not just some big event that's pre-scripted. You are history's actors. You really have power. They want to tell you, Republican neocons, Democrat operatives, they want to tell you that they are history's actors. They want to tell you that they're all powerful and that they control everything. And that you shouldn't even try because you don't have any power. They don't want you to even get on the field. Well, guess what people are getting on the field? They're having devastating success and victories. They're building their confidence. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker. And there is Donald Trump out there saying, the era of our economic surrender to foreign agents is over. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
Will be our credo.
That's right. Absolutely. Let's play that again because it's so important for everybody to hear it.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
I'm going to hammer that.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism. The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
And what does the Washington Post say with total fear? What does Bloomberg say today as well? With globalization in danger, G20 double down on a defense. Finance chiefs, that's the bankers that took over by fraud from the world's biggest economies that admit they rigged the stock market, the interest rates, the currency rates, everything. The wizards, just the con men who have money machines that we pay for. Finance chiefs from the world's biggest economies signaled escalating concern about a wave of anti-globalization sentiment that threatens core principles long embraced by the group. Leaders from China, the UK, European Union are all meeting with the WTO and others, scrambling to double down their defense of globalism. Let's translate that. With the world awakening to the shadow corporate dictatorship, the directors of the Combine meet to announce a counter-offensive against humanity in an attempt to reestablish the embryonic stages of the world government metastasization. Oh, there's no world government. Oh, there's no private Federal Reserve. Oh, there's no Bilderberg or Davos meeting. None of that's even, remember that? That's not even happening. Hillary said before there were not even emails. In fact, she's out again saying she doesn't even know about emails. When I asked her about Turkey and the Turkish ambassador in Benghazi, she said Turkey's knowing that her viewers, her constituents, don't know there's a country called Turkey. And by the way, I'm not joking when I say that. The average Hillary voter sounds like a lobotomized Muppet. And I don't say that meanly. These are damaged people. These are formula babies who are on all sorts of psychotropics, who've been on welfare watching daytime TV for 30, 40 years, and they can't even suck their thumbs. We have the shocking videos. We're going to be playing some of them. Then you listen to the Bernie supporters. They're actually well-spoken, focused, and intelligent. Because Bernie talked about the real problems. His solutions were what were bad. The video's up on InfoWars.com. It's the top story on DrudgeReport.com. Video, Bernie voters hate Hillary. Proof Trump can win in November, Hillary splitting her own base. Well, it's beyond that. It's a great article by Kent, and he also did the interviews. He's up there in Philadelphia, Kent Daniels, but the headline really is, and the news shows it, they're all chanting that they're not going to vote for. Most of the delegates are now saying it. They're saying, we don't care what superdelegates say. You stole California. You announced who was going to win a day before. That's fraud. The same thing that happened when they tried in the primary to say that superdelegates mattered, your vote doesn't matter. That con game failed with Trump supporters and Republicans. Democrats, it's been more slow burn, but now, pun intended, it is burning down the House. Bernie Sanders supporters chant, lock her up in Philadelphia protest against Clinton. Here's that clip.
Good morning, Florida!
That's Debbie Wasserman.
It's so wonderful to be able to be here with my home state.
Settle down, I'm your mommy.
Everybody settle down, please.
Okay. All right, we have a big program. We have a big program today. Let's hear. Let's be respectful. Please be quiet so Debbie can speak.
It's all women running. It's like
okay.
All of the
everybody,
all.
Let's hear from our
speakers.
We have other speakers as well.
Now, I have the flashback from 2015. It's linked up on Drudge for the Daily Mail that actually had them saying, we don't care if Bernie's really winning. We're going to steal the delegates and give them to superdelegates because, quote, it's time for a woman and women are in charge and we're going to do what we want. And then we had Hillary supporters on the ground saying, oh, yes, I don't care if Bernie really won. We stole it. So total arrogance. total megalomania out in the open, saying, we're God, your vote doesn't count. Now be quiet, shut up. They're panicking. A revolt is on. It is incredible. So I guess I spoke too soon about Democrats when they didn't stand up against this earlier. They just haven't had a voice because the media has been suppressing it. This is huge.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
And the future of the world is on a knife's edge right now. I do not have the semantical thesaurus or lexicon to be able to express to you the incredible import of the time we're in now in the event horizon, in the jump point, in the critical embryonic development of humanity, we have now reached a life or death situation for the species and the planet. Will a technocracy of world government, private banks be able to destroy the nation state and bring in its final goal of eugenics and world population forced reduction? Or will humanity awaken and rally and throw off the chains of this technocracy? Clearly, there are Russian-affiliated groups that went in and exposed that ClimateGate was a plan to tax the nation-state and bankrupt it, and Putin came out and said that. Bravo to the Russians. We're occupied by globalists. They're not attacking America. The Russians have never in modern times gotten involved in our elections. George Soros is in their elections trying to overthrow Russia on record. There's massive sanctions on Russia. So, yes, Russia clearly has gone into the servers of the Democrats so they can know what these criminals are up to, and they understand what everyone's facing, and so they're releasing how they stole the election, how they're criminals, all of it. It's now coming out. Project Veritas is joining us. Delegates admitting they met with Hillary, her plan to ban guns. The plan is put in up to 5 Supreme Court justices. If Hillary Clinton gets into office and stays in office and gets these judges in, it will go to civil war down the road, and everyone knows it. We cannot have Hillary. She has stolen the election. But Leanne McAdoo, getting ready for the nightly news tonight. She's going to be hosting the fourth hour today. Look forward to that. Did a great job, by the way, in Cleveland, along with Margaret Howell and the rest of the crew. She had some really good points to make about what's happening with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's being booed off the stage. And I cannot state enough to you the critical moment we've reached here. I first want you to talk about this, Leanne, and see if you concur. I believe they're going to stage a false flag, something to make Hillary look like a victim, an assassination attempt. I don't wish any harm against her. They keep trying to push that narrative. They've got to make her look like a victim because people have turned against her. They know she stole the election. The emails are out. They would send the Bernie people dressed up. Her people burst up like Bernie to attack folks, to attack the Trump people, to get a fight going there. It's all coming out, and now almost everyone we talk to, even on the convention floor, says they're not going to go along with the superdelegates. We're about to see a giant revolt here, but you've got a great point about Wasserman Schultz. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I actually agree with you on what's happening. It's absolutely, we're seeing a tremendous turning point here, and I've been saying this for months. I absolutely think there's going to be some sort of a false flag or something, because they are losing this right now. They're losing the narrative with the leak of these emails. And so many people, we saw on Twitter Saturday when the DNC leaks were really trending, Jack from Twitter was suppressing the hashtag and then started suppressing the second hashtag. They really do not want people to understand what's happening here, but it's too late. The people know and they see, which is why you're seeing Debbie Wasserman Schultz getting booed off the stage. And people were saying there was another hashtag, Bernie must disavow. And so this was the big thing that they said, oh, well, Wasserman Schultz, she got taken off of the DNC chairwoman, but now she's going to work for Hillary, as if she hasn't been working for Hillary the entire time. So it's almost like a slap in the face to the American people. Like, yeah, I know that I swayed the election in favor of Hillary Clinton, but now I'm going to go work for her and be officially on her payroll. I mean, it's totally sick. And then as this is going off, I tweeted it out right before I fell asleep. I was like, we'll find out tomorrow whether or not the mainstream media, the establishment media, if they are going to get into the contents of these emails, or if they're going to say, well, what's more importantly is who's behind this hack, also known as the Russians. And so now they're pushing out this narrative that, like, the Russians are just these terrible people and
it's
these amazing hackers.
It's bad
that
they hack the DNC, who doesn't put up proper security. And, oh, but it's okay, as you said earlier, that Hillary, though, that she had this open server for years.
Well, exactly. And so people were saying, well, obviously the Russians must have hacked in and gotten access to Hillary Clinton's emails on her non-secured server that she had set up in her bathroom. And they're like, no, that never happened. But they also want us to believe at the same time that the Russians are these master hackers who have hacked into the DNC emails and that they're leaking these to sway the election. So what is it? What is it?
I have never been more excited, both upset but also excited in a positive way because so much good's happening. I mean, Leanne, I don't think it's any exaggeration to say this is the most critical time in human history right now.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, humanity is awakening, and that's why we're seeing people try to really shut down on the internet. Our ability to speak with other people in different countries to get the real story.
Leanne, we'll talk to you in the fourth hour. You're going to be hosting. The big news is straight ahead. Trump has turbocharged massively into the lead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There is a way out of here.
Say the Joker to the...
Start caring. Start getting involved.
There's too much.
Start realizing you do have innate power.
I can't get no relief.
And the moment you realize that, you can begin to realize your destiny. Don't let the globalists, the corporate media, define who you are and tell you that you're ugly and weak. Your soul is beautiful and powerful. This song says it right here. There are many here who think that life is but a joke. You and I, we've been through that. This is not our fate. So let us stop talking softly now.
No reason to get excited.
Crank it up. I want to hear this.
There are many here among us.
You can say that Bob Dylan doesn't have a great voice,
but you were not.
He's an amazing poet.
And this is not our faith.
I like it.
So let us start talking falsely now.
The hour is getting late.
The hour's getting late.
That's right. Very poignant. Very apropos. Very timely. Now listen to the soul of Jimi Hendrix come through this guitar right here. You almost touch that. An angel playing a harp. And then look at Hillary Clinton. You think that's an angel? No. Fallen devil. All right, let's get to the news. I've got to just somehow go over all this epic news. The most insane stuff I've ever seen is happening. Yesterday we talked about the fact that at the baseball stadium they're using for part of this event, they got three tents set up. They have this tent set up at the baseball stadium for the media, just like they had a parking garage at the RNC. With Media Row, and there was a red, white, and blue section that they were just already using because that's how the baseball area was set up. And they got rid of the white section, saying it might be racist to have a white section. This is mind control. Well, if you thought the BBC coming out and saying last week, 2 weeks ago, should we get rid of the term terrorist, they've now done it. But it goes further. When the bombers and shooters and attackers have names like Ali or Muhammad, they're giving them names like David. Why not say David Jones did it, for that matter? I was reading these headlines, and Paul Watson's got one where it talks about they changed it from Ali and then his last name to David in the last name. BBC scrubs Ollie from Munich Killer's name on TV in articles and social media. Woo! That is amazing. And by the way, they keep coming out and they keep saying that these aren't pledging allegiance to ISIS. And then always days later, people actually go look at their social media and they're pledging allegiance to ISIS and are communicating them in every case. And I was on Media Row, and they'd have Democrats I was being interviewed by going, that's not true. That's not true. They never pledged allegiance, even though it's admitted now. And you look at them, I go, you know you're wrong. They'll just get real mad and say, this is my show. Get out of here if you don't like it. I'm like, well, sure, I'll go to the next show. It's just pathetic. In fact, I couldn't do the interviews. I could do hundreds of interviews a day if I wanted to, hundreds. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. Everywhere I went, I was mobbed by TV cameras. But it was the hissing and the weirdness and the weakness of their faces and the anger and the soullessness and the fact they know they're liars. Their spirit was so weak, and I just couldn't be near them. These people. Let's look at Wasserman Schultz and one of their minions getting up there to try to corral the delegates to tell them this is who you're going to claim you're for, even though you were for Sanders. And they start booing her, and they're like, hold on, stop that, you quit that. Here, let's turn up the audio of this.
It is so wonderful to be able to be here in my home, with my home state. All right, everybody now, settle down. Everybody settle down, please.
Let's get in line. Let us steal your vote. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. Your vote never counted. No big deal. The Republicans. Listen, I'm holding up my power hand. I have power. This went on and on. Oh, but she's resigning now to go work for Hillary because she never worked for Hillary. So she'll be one of her chief of staff in one of her areas. And then, and then Hillary runs the DNC. Once she's the nominee. It's blowing up in their face. I had gotten really mad at the Democrats saying, what is your major problem? Why aren't you fighting this harder? They never had a voice. They don't have independent media. They have fake stuff run by Al Gore and the Saudis. And Qatar. You know, the Young Turks funded by that. And they won't put up a real defense. The NPR won't do it. CNN won't do it. They don't have a voice. Well, they got one now at that convention with what they're doing, and you get ready for the fireworks. We got James O'Keefe with our crew on the ground coming up with big breaking news. They have video. It's on InfoWars.com. An InfoWars exclusive. O'Keefe's giving it to us, hoping it goes viral. Project Veritas with superdelegates, you name it, on video saying, oh, I met with Hillary. Yeah, she's going to go after the guns once she's in. She's got to act like she's moderate now. It is incredible. But we already know that's the plan, but the video's up on InfoWars.com, red link. Now, before I go any further, I'm not complaining. Let me just give you a status report. We are in thousands of articles a week, hundreds of TV stations. Globalism is being exposed. The narrative of the globalism's captured America is getting out there. We're having devastating victories. InfoWars is unfortunately the very tip of the spear. When I say unfortunately, it is kind of like the Battle of Thermopylae, and you got the big army right there, and you're right up front, you know, defeating them, but the arrows are coming at you. As long as we win the war, I'm not really worried about what happens to me, but I'd like to see a lot of other folks, you know, more than 300 up here on the front line, quite frankly. But look at the effect we're having with targeted information warfare. And our swords and arrows poisoned with the truth. You're like, poisoned with the truth? Well, that's poison to these evil people. Like sunshine to vampires. And they are absolutely on their knees right now and are getting ready to false flag, you name it, to make themselves look like victims. You can smell it. You can see it. But I've been so busy skipping breaks, so busy not plugging things last week, that we had a massive expenditure this week in Philadelphia and other areas, and I've not been plugging, and so we are losing money right now. We were doing okay before, and in the black, but the tank's getting down close to empty to be able to continue on safely and really intensify what we're doing. So you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best shortwave radios, the best non-GMO seeds, the best nutraceuticals, the best Hillary for prison shirts. We have the new Bill Clinton rape shirt. You want to trigger these people, this is designed to send them into total convulsions. Get the historic shirt now. We're the exclusive distributor of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, for the nutraceuticals. We're carrying a lot of great Oakley merchandise at very low prices as well, like backpacks, you name it. We have great optics, but we have specials on some of the nutraceuticals that are running as well. I also want to introduce Operation Sleeping Giant, InfoWars.com/giant. This is not a money bomb this year. This is a 28-hour, it says 24-hour, but we're going to do the next 4 hours after the next day. So 28-hour, we need to change that. That's my typo. 28-hour worldwide historic broadcast with special documentaries, live guests, our crew on the ground while Hillary's being coronated, or while Wednesday into Thursday, they battle to steal the nomination. And the folks battle to get it back out of the jaws of the tyrants. Grabbing liberty out of the jaws of oppression. Snatching victory out of the jaws of defeat. So we're launching Operation Sleeping Giant. And what it's going to be is discounts, fundraiser, things like that to be able to, again, you see what we've done each year, how we've dedicated that we're going to the next level, how we're going to take on the New World Order, how I have a historic plan that is absolutely guaranteed if you get motivated and take action to bring them down. We have the truth. We have history. When I say historic plan, I've studied the truth. I've studied people that have fought tyranny. I understand the spirit we're dealing with. This is spiritual. And I know where we're going. And it is true, just as the Bible says, and this is common sense shows, or just as you know, a certain line of dogs is better at hunting, or a certain line of bloodhounds is better at sniffing out the trail. My family on both sides, right back to England, has always been involved in everything from the Magna Carta, quite frankly, to the invention of the stock exchange, to the kickoff of 1776, right through everything we've seen, right up until the Texas Revolution. I mean, starting it. On my mother's side, they came here. They're the people with basically directives from Andrew Jackson to start the whole operation. And so I am meant to do this. This is what I was born to do. In this season, in this generation of my genetic background, and it's here, and it's all hitting on all cylinders. The dominoes are going, and history's happening, and the globalists know it, and they have horror in their eyes. Horror. So you have that history of resistance in you, even if you don't know it. And it's time for you to realize it and step into your destiny. So introducing Operation Sleeping Giant, is a historic 28-hour broadcast to take place in the middle of Queen Hillary's coronation at the DNC on Wednesday, July 27th. And again, this, the page isn't finished yet. It's going to be really high-tech with a lot of interesting things on it, live feeds, you name it, other feeds from our crew on the ground, so multiple channels. But it's InfoWars.com/giant. And I believe it's live now, so we can put it up. Hillary Clinton has stolen the Democratic nomination from Bernie Sanders and is now more important than ever to push back the globalist takeover. During the 28-hour broadcast, InfoWars will also be fundraising one of the biggest sales in history of InfoWarsStore.com. And to kick off this announcement, we're giving you 10% off on all InfoWars Life nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. Visit InfoWarsLife.com/giant to see all the latest videos, news about Operation Sleeping Giant. You can see that history is happening right now. We're all in it. This is the time for the maximum effort. And I love this new conspiracy theory around the Internet that I'm using a teleprompter. And people say, oh, look, you just read off a thing, because people take the points I make that I'm not going off notes or whatever. And then they say, oh, look, he's reading a note. Yes, I wrote this last night. Because we're so busy, we should have been planning this a month ago. I was up here late last night with Anthony Gucciardi and others working on this and a lot more. But it's just funny that, you know, they say that these aren't my own words. I mean, you can come in here with a camera right now. There are no teleprompters in here. It's ridiculous. Teleprompters are so the globalists can program the slogans they want to have it across networks and across platforms, talking points. My talking points come from truth and justice and common sense and honor and a historical lens, which is a magnifier. If you look at things through your individual experiences, it's a rose-colored darkly. You look through the mainstream media, it's a scanner darkly. You look through history, your gut, your spirit, and asking God for guidance, it's not a darkly, but a magnifier, an expander, an enhancer. And that's what they're trying to keep you from realizing and activating your human potential, which I've only begun to do myself. We also, again, have the all-new Hillary for prison T-shirts. A new version of those are in. I'm going to stop plugging, but the point is that we need to refuel the operation. Also support our local AM/FM affiliates. That is totally critical as well. Now, let me tell you the clips that are coming up here. First off, Trump has bounced into the lead. That's CNN. He's way ahead of that. We have Wasserman, Schultz, and others now coming out in memos saying, we're the women, we're in charge, and we don't care if people vote. We're going to put Hillary in. This is our time. So it's a bizarre sex-based cult of women who just say, this is our time. Well, I mean, I don't care if it's a man or a woman. You're not going to steal the popular vote and engage in all this activity. And then put this evil gangster woman in so you have a cult of women under you. Bitter, wicked women who want to start a bunch of wars. No, it's just not happening. And they're going to push, so we're going to get into that. We also have the powerful video. This is on DrudgeReport.com. Bernie voters hate Hillary. Very powerful. We also have InfoWars launches Operation Sleeping Giant. Just talked about that. Media caught covering up major Islamic ties. I'm going to get into that. Only started to mention that. We've got so much to cover here that is so important. We've got Hillary saying she's a naturalized citizen. We have Bernie supporters absolutely waking up to what's happening. This is so big. I cannot stress that enough. But first, where do I stand on the Russians hacking the UN, hacking East Anglia 6 years ago, and proving that global warming is a worldwide plan to depopulate countries and turn off the power and consolidate control? And Putin's come out and said, we have their documents. It's a plan, a war against nation states. Well, I said that before Putin did, because that's what it is. It's not that me and Putin are reading from the same script. We can look out the window and see the sun, you know, the same sun come up. We can look up at the same constellation in the sky different times a day when it's dark and see Orion's belt. We can watch the same movie, True Grit, and see John Wayne. I mean, it's just we're seeing the same thing. It's what the document says. It's their battle plan. It's like reading Hitler's Mein Kampf. How do you know what Hitler thought? He told you. So, bravo. Plan to shut off all the Russians' power, shut off their oil and gas that they make their money off of, selling it to Europe. A plan to deindustrialize us as them. I mean, we're all in this together against the globalists. Bravo. And everything else they've been doing. Bravo. You'll know them by their fruits. Exposing Hillary stealing the election. Exposing their criminal activity. Exposing her getting money from foreign powers. Thank God Russia's doing what our own captured government's doing. We have a captured government. The Russians have been captured by the oligarchs that were there for 85 years. They understand what it is to be under foreign control that puts in a socialist system to suppress the people. We're going to skip this break. It's too important. This is history happening. So I don't lionize the Russians. They have their own set of problems. But they're not eugenicists now. They're paying people to have kids. They're exposing that there's a tax on the family. They're exposing that there's a globalist program to bring down civilization. They understand. They listen to this show. They don't need to listen to this show. They've got analysts looking at what's going on. They've been under it. And Donald Trump doesn't want to destroy nation states. He doesn't. He's not out to get Russia. He's not out to get anybody. I assure you, though, if Russia ever makes one move against the U.S., Donald Trump will smash those movements. The Russians won't do it. They understand. The Chinese, on the other hand, are going to come after Trump big time. You get ready. They've almost got this country captured. They're one of the big client groups, along with the Arabs, that are running the show in this country. And Israel's been playing both sides, trying to come out ahead, and that's not been working for Israel. The Israel lobby's starting to figure that out. You better figure it out. Quit being so arrogant. So, we're going down a really bad road if this doesn't get turned around, okay? The Russians aren't involved in our internal politics, if you notice how they say it. But they are watching groups that are involved in our politics. That's the foreign combines of Manx, and they're exposing them. Just like British papers expose how the Rothschilds, every time they'd arrest an oligarch, they go, oh, sorry, the money's already out of the country. I'm a Rothschild front. Rothschild sued them saying that was a conspiracy theory. They lost in court. There were other oligarchs as well, but this is what's going on. This is the reality. So here they are in the media going, oh, we know it's the Russians. Well, for once, you know, a broken clock, you know, was right a couple times a day. Blind hogs can find acorns. Obviously, it is the Russians. Clinton campaign, plenty of evidence that Putin wants Trump to win election. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Trump weighing in on WikiLeaks, no surprise, but what he is saying may surprise you. Put up the tweet, please. Wait for it. Wait for it. There it is. The new joke in town is that Russia leaked the disastrous DNC emails, which should never have been written, stupid, because Putin likes me. Brian Fallon shaking his head when we first looked at this tweet. You said he's wrong again. How?
Because there's a consensus among experts that it is indeed Russia behind this hack of the DNC. A couple months ago when the hack was first reported, it was a former top FBI official, the person that used to run cyber investigations.
Let's just stop right there. Here's the deal. Obviously, Trump doesn't know Russia's doing this. It's good for Trump to say that. He knows that it's too sophisticated of an argument to go through the fact that we're occupied by globalists. He's trying to explain that right now. And so we're trying to kick him out. And so the globalists are starting a war with Russia, too. They want to bring us all down to control us. They want us as slaves. And so Russia has interest to expose this. But when you say that, there's a lot of sophisticated groups over in Europe, period. And so Russia does become the kind of blame-all. It doesn't matter. It's criminal activity of crooked Hillary coming out. That's what matters. Now, speaking of Trump, I mentioned this. Let me give you the numbers on this. We're going to get into the Islamists, the gun grab, and more. Trump bounces into the lead. CNN says he's 4 points ahead of Hillary. And in some polls, even 5 points. Business Insider, Nat Silver. Donald Trump would most likely win the election if it was held today. Of course he would, by 10 points in my educated deep view. A lot of folks are closeted. Cleveland bounce. Donald Trump surges to 44 with Hillary Clinton at 40. Obama's brother voting for Obama. Trump, Hillary VP pick is bought and owned by the banks. Absolutely. So that's some of the news on that front. Meanwhile, the leaked emails, again, just to recap this, show that they sent the people dressed in Bernie outfits, Bernie t-shirts, in places like Chicago and other areas to create a fissure between Trump people and Bernie people. It hasn't worked completely. And so we always knew that this was being directed, the violence, so they could act like Trump was bad. It backfired on them. It just shows the judgment of Hillary and these people. They don't understand that the world has changed and that they're not running these operations in 1980 or 1990. People are onto their tricks. And the fact that Schultz, in fact, I've got it here in the stack, said, we're women. We don't care what Bernie or who votes. This is our time. I mean, these are bizarre, naked statements from last year. And it's their arrogance that's bringing them down. Remember the Republicans a few months ago going, it's normal. The popular votes never mattered. We're just going to appoint whoever we want. We are the sovereigns. Forget a mere plurality of the voters. The arrogance of George Will. These people all go into these globalist meetings and sit around, and they're decaying. It was their fathers and grandfathers that took over America. They were corrupt and evil. They were the conquerors. But now the people that inherited it just sit around with their toupees on, like George Will. Nothing against his toupee. There's like a turtle shell on top of his head. And he just talks in a stuffed suit like he's an intellectual, and all he is a Benedict Arnold piece of filth. And the media made a big deal about the fact that if I said our votes don't count, we should just accept royalty over us. He said, sovereigns, they're the sovereign party. I don't wish any harm upon him. He's such a piece of trash. I said, you know, you ought to stick a gun in his mouth and blow his brains out the back of his head. He wants to rape us and hand us over to a dictatorship of the Republican Party? That's not an extreme statement to say, why don't you just kill yourself? All this royalty and people that say the earth's too overpopulated and want to come back as a virus to kill us, and Ted Turner saying he wants us all to die and stuff, and we shouldn't have kids, but he's got five kids. Listen, bro, run a hot bath, get a straight razor, and just get to work. Get to work. You got such a loathing for humanity? I love humanity. I love it so much that wild horses couldn't drag me away from this fight. And there have been moments in my life when I first confronted Bilderberg and other events where I knew I was crossing thresholds. And at this Cleveland event, the things that happened there that I'm not going to get into, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, to realize that we've been influencing them, that I knew the UKIP party from very early on massively, the Russian government, Trump, everything. I mean, for over a decade, we have been the counter talking points of the New World Order, along with DrudgeReport.com, who's magnified our work with the stories at least. And that's not bragging. I thought about not even talking about this. I want you to understand the power you have. Because no matter what happens to Alex Jones, you're going to continue on in the fight. But, I mean, I'll be quite honest with you. To use a cheesy Star Wars analogy, I am in the trench, ladies and gentlemen. I am in the trench with the turbo lasers and the TIE fighters behind me. And all I care about is enough people get in the fight, get in the trench, they're not going to stop us all. Somebody's going to shoot torpedoes down the reactor shaft. So you need to understand this is history happening right now. Make no mistake. And I am focused on the target. Fire, fire, fire. You just got to turn loose with instinctive action and move against the New World Order. I was talking about this with some special forces guys. When they were talking about instinctive shooting, like, I remember when you were a kid, you'd have a .22 and a bird be flying, a dove, 60, 70 yards away. And if you didn't think, every time I'd just shoot it. As soon as I learned to not do that and try, I'd miss it every time. So I might get into the whole mumbo jumbo of the force and all of that, but that's an allegory for the basics of how powerful the human mind is. We have to decide we're going to win. We have to decide we're going to hit the target. We have to decide we're going to have the truth. We have to decide we're going to have the discernment. We have to decide we've got the will and the courage to let the globalists know, you want to put your will on us? You want to try to dominate us? Feel our will and just ask God to work through you to have incredible strength. And it's happening now. The spirit of liberty is coursing out into the universe right now. The sleeping giant is rising. The battle is about to begin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.